to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you're listening to Sacramento's number one video game and geek podcast, The Video Game Bang's Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics, and GG Gamer Subs. Get your bump with GG Gamer Subs, everybody. We have an interesting show for you tonight. NPR will be on. All of it. Every single last episode of NPR. I've never listened to NPR. I don't know what it is.
National Republic of People.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
They could have had a better name.
Yeah, they really swung and a miss.
Yeah, yeah. Corey Vincent's on the show.
Hey, what's up, pizzas?
Wow. Hot mic.
I'm just feeling it today, guys. I'm just really happy to be here. I'm glad to see you guys. Thank you for, giving me something to do.
Okay. Ivy Doomkitty is here with us.
Hey.
Were you ready, Ivy?
I was not ready.
Yeah, I kind of thought you weren't.
That works.
That's why I threw it to you.
That works.
Exactly why I threw it to you. And then also, of course, Steven Gutierrez is with us as well.
Hello.
Again.
What up, everybody?
You missed your cue, man.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's everybody.
I paused.
In a stage left type of stuff.
It paused.
In anticipation.
I was like, I was going to do something else.
Okay.
But then I was like, no. They're not ready for that yet.
Ooh.
Okay.
And then kept it normal.
Nice.
And then, of course, the people that make the show happen week in, week out, they are here sitting patiently and waiting. First in line today was Starkiller. The chat, though. Say hello,
hey,
chat.
Hey, what's up, chat?
What up, chat?
They're already popping off in there. Sergeant Squiggles was joining me earlier when I did a small Resident Evil stream.
Oh, successful stream, I hear.
It was actually quite successful. The only way I knew it was kind of successful because I kept hearing the wrong cues go off.
Oh!
Yeah.
How'd you like my... I'm sorry. So what happens is when you stream on Twitch, you know, you can have alerts.
Yes.
And Video Game Bang has very specific alerts that we've had for many, many years.
Yes.
The it's not unusual when correct. We get a new follow. And
yes.
What's the other ones?
I'm not sure what the money one you had on there.
Oh, yeah. We got that. We have some.
Show me what you got.
Some Rick
is
and
whenever
Morty stuff.
Somebody's,
Show me what you got.
This is the stuff you miss if you just listen on the podcast.
Yes.
You don't get to see it on Twitch. But you can set profiles. And I have mine for when I stream that's pizza themed. And Aaron, I forgot to turn it off. I had bad manners. I left the cupboard open. Huh. And,
I kept hearing all of it, and I'm like, "What? I don't know what." I said, "Thank you for whatever you just did," because I don't know what cue that is.
Was it like pepperoni and cheese? And then it's like,
no, there's one that says pepperoni. Something about pepperoni.
It's
really
a,
fast.
It's a System of a Down song called
Give
Chicken
me the
Stew.
Bacon.
Chicken stew. Why are they putting pepperoni in chicken stew?
Well, the song's about pizza. It's pepperoni and green peppers, mushrooms, olive chives.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah, it's a great song. See,
we all die.
You're really making me question these tickets.
Really
purchases.
Die.
It fits my brand.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean,
it was on the same album as Toxicity, right?
Did you?
And Aerials.
You had that when you were streaming yesterday, right?
I don't think it was. Fact checkers.
Yes, it was.
Was Chicken
yes,
Steel on that one, or was it on Steal This Album? Okay, I'll give it to you.
They. You were streaming yesterday or something?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, okay. All right.
Why?
It was like, why was it, when did it change?
That's well, we had a group stream. I was streaming with The Real David Webb.
Oh, yeah, I jumped in on for 1 second.
Emma was streaming with us, and Greg.
Yeah, I saw that.
Greg.
Came over Greggy.
No, not that Greg.
Oh, okay.
A Greg. He was a good Greg.
But he wasn't Game Over Greggy.
No, he wasn't that quick.
Yeah, I jumped in for like 1 second, literally, on Emma's right before I was going to play games with Steven and Jerry. And all I heard was, I'm muting Corey again.
I,
was
like, I know where you
I are. Literally was like, well, that sounds about the stream, so let me stop there. And then I just kind of went to Smite. So.
It was pretty fun. First of all, we'll get back to that.
Yeah, I bet.
I want to get back to Smite. But, yeah, no, we,
you guys kill some Megalodons?
We joke around. Yeah, but that wasn't the most interesting thing that happened. I've never had so much tranquility in that game.
What do you mean?
Like, we saw a Skull Fort, which is like the big raid boss. It tracks tons of players and inhibits chaos.
Okay.
We went there. We saw another crew, and they said, "We're friendly." And we're like, "Yeah, we've heard that one before." And then they jumped on their little blowhorns and started yelling at us, like, "Guys, we're just trying to get the achievement. We're just trying to get the achievement. Like,
yeah.
We can get it together." So we send a delegate off of our ship, which was me.
Oh, God, the worst delegate. Yeah. I mean, how many did you kill before you jumped off the boat?
Exactly. Zero. I had great restraint.
And you died first.
No. Okay. No, I went out there. I risked myself. You have to send the best out to combat.
So then why did you send Emma?
Well, because she's the craziest. She's not necessarily the best.
That's true. You guys are pretty close. You're like neck and neck for psychos.
Well, yeah, we're terrible. I'll get to that in a second. So we talked to the guys. There's like this whole new system that encourages people to play together. So we booted it. We beat the whole island. And then we're like, oh, shit, get the guns ready. We were planning Webb to like jump onto their ship with a powder keg.
Uh-huh.
And we were going to have a sniper hit it. Like, we came up with a plan. And it was so peaceful. They're like, all right, so how you want to split the loot?
Yeah, it's not a toxic community.
It was like high school, like schoolyard pick'em. We brought all the treasure out, and they picked something, and then we picked something, and then they picked, and then we went our merry way.
Yeah, when they introduced the Megalodon thing, that's the first time that I noticed that. That was when we had the three ships. We had three whole ships there just to fight one giant shark. So
it's true.
I was like, yeah, it's not a toxic community. It's not League of Legends.
Well, it was great. And then we went off our ways, but then we started getting chased by a sloop. And I did the old drop off the back of the ship and then grabbed onto the side. And I was like, Webb, he went to the crow's nest, starts looking for me. I'm like, all right, tell me when the coast is clear and I can jump up there and start going wild. He gave me the go ahead. I jumped up there, killed him, and I hit the anchor, and then we were sailing off. They were clear. And then I was like, I'm going to either catch a mermaid or let's just see if I can wait for him to respawn. So I went and found a crevice in his ship.
Wow.
He spawns. He's looking for me. We fight again. I kill him.
So you bullied somebody.
And then I'm like, well, I could still see our ship, so I don't want him to run the risk. So I sat there and spawn camped him 4, 5, 6 times.
He didn't get the idea to scuttle?
No, he didn't. So I got bored of just killing him over and over again. So I raised his anchor in between killing him and then found the nearest rock and just sunk his ship for him. And in the meanwhile, killed him. So I got to have like extreme peace, but I still got to murder like a psychopath. I felt accomplished.
You checked both boxes.
Yeah.
Good stream.
Good game. Get that damn game, people.
Yeah. It's getting better and better with all the updates and everything that they're putting out there. I haven't played it in a while. I was going to get back on, but there was other things that I wanted to do, so a lot of the people fight over that little...
What was more important?
We'll talk about games on the show, Ivy. That's what we're talking
about. Yeah, don't get into his personal life. Come on. Ivy, why haven't you played Sea of Thieves yet? It's cross-platform, so if you get it on your Xbox, you could still play with anybody, and you get to be a pirate. You love pirates.
This is true. I do like pirates. Are you guys saying you're going to get me the game?
Where did that... Did anything I say...
That's what
even,
I heard.
Even imply that, Steven?
The entitlement.
That's what I heard.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, it is. It is a hell of a drug.
I don't think it's cocaine. I think it's just...
I didn't want to say delusional.
Yeah, there we go.
Because then that just makes you seem crazy.
That's what I heard.
So if listeners know this already, but Ivy has a bubble of influence. And
I do not.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, people... famous people are used to getting treated a special way. I think the reason Ivy likes us more.
Famous.
Oh, come on, Ivy. You've been on national TV multiple times. People fly you out of the country to sign things for people. That's a pretty cool thing. Yeah. But, you know, we don't put you on a pedestal on this show.
You fly out of the country, too.
If you had a TV show on the Eat Network, it'd be Party with Ivy Doomkitty.
Wow. Like, is that in relation to... What's her name? Tara?
No. Because
I could have swore that was her show.
I would hope
Party
not.
With Tara.
That was the first thing that popped in my head. That's why I used it. But that's not.
I'm
that's
not a
not
party person. I think we all know this.
Oh, no. It wouldn't be like you going to actual parties. It would be like your day, the day in life.
If they made a show like that about Ivy, they'd have to put it on Animal Planet because all she does is stay home.
Jesus.
With all nine. Wait, how many cats? 12 cats?
You get. There we go. Okay. So you're adding to that. Good. Good job.
Sheesh. That's terrible. That is terrible.
That's why Ivy loves us, though. We don't put her on the pedestal. She's just one of the guys.
I am one of the guys. I have honorary balls.
That's disgusting.
Animal balls don't count.
You just lost a lot of the. Just lost a lot of your followers.
Fuzzy nuts that hang from my rearview mirror.
That's the equivalent to that lady who said she was single and was married.
Fuzzy stuffed nuts. Go back and listen to last week's episode. By the way, we should plug the last one because it was a doozy. We had Cody Reese from Vast Agency, who's a marketing.
He sounds genius.
Like
he's very good at what he does. You know, he's successful and everything like that. Not gonna lie, when I heard his name, sounds like a D-list wrestler.
Cody Reese.
Like one of the ones that just comes out and gets beat by, by one of the bigger names. He's like That's cannon fodder. Triple H comes out with his like large spectacular opening and then Cal comes to the stage, Cody Reese. And they play just regular stuff and he runs down there, towel still on his shoulder.
Doesn't even get an opening. He's just in the ring
already. Yeah, he's already in the ring. So whenever they say his name, he turns to everybody and just, woo, I'm here.
He had, if this was the WWE games from the 64, his defaults like to one.
Yeah.
All of his taunts.
Everything. Just default character one. That's exactly. Like, you got the Cody Reese taunts, don't you?
Oh, it's terrible.
But good guy. Go check out that episode. You can learn a lot from him.
If you're interested in esports marketing or social media, I know a lot of people are trying to break into the industry. This guy kicked the doors down and then built his own company, which is incredible. He did it in a very short amount of time.
He broke the walls down.
He found, found an empty
space.
Hey! Is that what he did?
Y2J.
That's reserved for Jericho, not the Cody Reese's
WWE. We like to give him hope. And
it's only one that's ever dug his way out of that.
And then we talked about Twitch streamer, some good stuff. Oh, man, some good Emma stuff. So go listen to that episode.
It's interesting stuff. I was going to do another kind of debatable thing here, but I wanted to flesh it out a little bit more. But until then, let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
If you're already sick.
That was an upgrade.
If you're already sick, I don't know. Ivy just never says anything either.
I mean, that was part of the upgrade. I've heard her sing.
Wow. That's terrible.
Jeez.
If you're sick and tired of Battle Royale games, get over it. Because there's a game called Mavericks that's promising 1,000 players in the Battle Royale
scene. Oh, my God.
Can't wait for that lag fest.
If you know what? That was Jerry's first thing. Because there's supposed to be cities in the game. And he was like, it's just going to be lag city the whole time.
Chuck, like, hold on, man. I'll be there in a second. I'm loading.
Well, they're breaking it up into groups. It's not like you're going to just be all 1,000 on their own. You know, everybody's going to be split up into kind of like, what is it like?
Pools?
Yeah, little pools of people and stuff like that.
Like that game Mag? It was like similar?
Yeah, like Mag. Yeah. Think about that one.
Didn't do so good.
The match, but see, that was 100 people. We got 100. We got that technology down easy now.
You know what? This is my theory on this. It's too much. I think this is someone saying like 100. You know, if people love 100, let's do 1,000.
But here's some things.
Add another zero.
That was the pitch meeting. It was a blank thing that said 100, and then he drew an extra zero and said, and he dropped his pen.
Dropped it and then walked out of the room.
And everyone just started clapping and crying. And now we have this game.
So you got PUBG, regular old drop out of a plane, collect items, kill people, right?
Yes.
Then you got Fortnite, drop out of a bus, collect items, build, you know, structures, bases. Kill people.
Yeah.
So this one has got your basic drop out of whatever, I guess. But this time it's going to be a 10 by 10 kilometer map, which apparently is bigger than all the other ones. Well, it has to be.
I hope so.
Yeah, it has to be. Also, it's going to have destructible buildings. Similar to Rainbow Six.
Okay, Battlefield.
You're also going to be able to track people by seeing their footprints, blood trails, empty med kits, weapon cases laying around different places. Like a lot of things to indicate somebody has just been here. There's a day and night cycle. There's also MMO aspects to it because there's a central hub city where you can upgrade and customize your characters and stuff like that.
Oh my God, how long is a round?
Probably 2 years.
Is there seamless?
And then if you die in the game, you die in real life.
Is there what?
Is there seamless like ground to space battling?
No, there's not.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Because this sounds like No Man's Sky. There's too much hype.
There will also be banks, shops, auction houses.
Permadeath?
NPCs that give you other quests outside of the whole everybody versus everybody thing.
No, get out.
This is dumb.
Get out of here.
It's I don't know, man.
This is Cookie Crisp dumb.
First of all, Cookie Crisp is delicious.
I think it's excessive.
Don't knock Cookie
Crisp. It's cookies in cereal.
Yeah.
It's too awesome. Much.
I'm thinking awesome. They thought we have to be different enough, first of all, because we can't go with what the other guys have done or they'll sue the crap out of us. Okay. So let's up it and let's add MMO aspects to it. Now, I do think it's a little too ambitious for what they're trying to do. Like,
no.
Yeah, I don't see anybody spending that long in a match to where they make it to a city and then they could, you know,
unwind,
barter with people,
like, take a nap.
And, I found these Coca-Colas out there. Can I get some bullets? Like, no, they're not doing all that. And it just rose a lot of questions when I was reading this. I'm like, are there going to be safe zones where nobody can shoot? Like, because when are you going to sit and be able to take these NPC quests and stuff like that?
That's horrible.
Have you given any of these Battle Royale games a chance, Ivy?
No.
Will you?
Will you? Or what do you know about them then? Like, are there, nothing. there's like Fortnite and there's PUBG.
I did download Fortnite. I just haven't played it. And Sheldon's on my ass about actually playing it. And I haven't done it yet. I need to play it. I am interested. I've heard awesome things about the game. I just haven't gotten around to it because I'm always busy.
I've kind of come to this conclusion.
I do have it.
With Jerry. And I think you're going to get the same thing, Ivy, once you start to play it once or twice.
I did hear, though, that the community is toxic. Is that
really?
True?
I mean, you can mute young. Them. Yeah, you can blank out the community in this type of game. Like, you don't need to communicate with...
You take their power away, just unplug their voice.
And shoot them in the face.
That's all you have to
do. With virtual guns, everybody.
Virtual guns.
Jeez. Or real ones, if you're feeling crazy. Then
I think I'm kind of...
Video Game Bang and Ivy Doom Kitty do not endorse that comment.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Definitely do not. I kind of feel like the more refined players of video games, that is, are kind of over this, of the Battle Royale.
Yeah, but since when have they dictated the
pace? I'm not saying they do.
All right. Yeah,
it's always the younger crowd that does, definitely. But I think the older we've played a lot more games type of thing, I think they've moved on. I think they've migrated on past this one.
I don't think it's quite there yet, only because... So thinking about this, it takes me back to the Call of Duty syndrome. Like, the media and you and I have been, and all of us have been sick of Call of Duty for over 10 years now.
Mm. Yeah.
Yet it doesn't slow down, and they're still always the most popular games.
But it's the youngest kids.
Yeah, exactly. So like,
well, that's what I'm saying. They're still going to keep going and keep wanting more and more and more. But and like, because I was just telling, like, there's, you know, the soccer players are doing taunts from Fortnite and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But when I told him the age of those soccer players, they're all younger. You know, they're 20, 21, stuff like that. They're kids. And he was like, oh, yeah, they're all just kids. They're not the older ones that have been playing this for this long and are looking for the next, you know, new thing type of thing. You got Ninja, who's experimenting with other games.
Yeah.
You know, and I could have swore... Don't quote me. I thought he said he was kind of tired of Fortnite. He doesn't feel like playing it all the time.
He's not tired of that money.
No. Yeah. Of course, he's not going to be tired of the money.
I would highly doubt he would go out and make a full statement saying he's not tired.
No.
I mean, he's got to be.
It's got to be. So, I don't know. I think if Maverick promises or does what it promises, I don't know where more you can get. They didn't even announce vehicles. That's the weird thing that's strange to me is why they didn't put vehicles in it.
Everybody's running around.
Yeah, I mean, you're just gonna be tired by the time you didn't find anybody. But all of that I just announced in Mavericks is also going to be in a persistent open world. So it's gonna keep living once you log off as well. Apparently,
God,
you win, you just own the server.
Yeah, and that's it.
Now you can do the side quests.
It's like the end of that movie, The One with Jet Li, where he's on top of the pyramid. He's like, you all in with me, and just. Shooting everybody down.
Just fighting everybody off the pyramid.
God, thanks for ruining the movie.
Yeah, spoiler. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry that the movie came out in 98.
Years.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. Jeez.
Have you seen what Jet Li looks like nowadays?
Yeah.
Probably an old man.
He looks like an old monk.
Yeah, he does.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's got a condition, not life-threatening.
It's called time. And it passes.
Yeah, but he kind of, you know, he looks, not to be insulting, he aged like a grape in the sun. It really...
Well,
took it out of
Google
him.
It, people.
Yeah, yeah. He's a reason.
But but live well, Mr. Lee. Live well. Sonic the Hedgehog movie's coming out, everybody. It's going to be a mixture of CG and live action.
Oh, God, because those are always great.
It's going to have the director. What?
Have you seen this
movie? Yeah,
Sonic the Hedgehog.
The movie, yeah.
Hilarious.
I was going Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Here's the thing, Ivy.
Also hilarious.
Here's the thing, Ivy. If Mario can have a live action movie, why can't Sonic?
Okay, you know what? Oh, hold up. Yeah. I may be in the few that actually like the Super Mario movie.
Yeah, you are.
I'm
continue.
I'm with you.
I know it was terrible.
I'm with you on
but
that one.
It's a guilty pleasure.
It's not even a guilty pleasure. You should be ashamed of it.
No. I'm not ashamed of it.
There's no Mario.
I have it on DVD.
There's no Mario Pride Month because you
should
be ashamed of it.
I am not ashamed of it. Whatever.
John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo doesn't even like that movie.
Unrated.
Duck the Dart said it just sucked.
John Leguizamo strikes me as a guy who'd be ashamed.
And it's okay.
Of his past.
special cases that a Brit and a Puerto Rican play through Italian. Play.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jean-Claude Van Damme can play an American.
He played Guile. And did not even change his accent.
Nope.
Didn't change his accent.
Hey, wait a minute.
Bit.
Wait a minute. You could live in America and have a European accent.
Not as Guile, the U.S. soldier, all-American U.S. soldier.
I mean, you don't know where his parents grew
I love America.
I know where he grew up in America. So anyway, Sonic the Hedgehog movie villain.
So you were saying Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog main villain in the movie could be portrayed by Mr. Jim Carrey, the man of a million faces and voices.
Yeah.
Hollywood Reporter has said that they are in final negotiations with Mr. Carrey joining this live-action CGI as playing Mr. Dr. Robotnik. And that's his name. I don't care what anybody says. It's not Eggman.
Robotnik.
It's Dr. Robotnik.
Oh, that's his actual name.
I don't like when people call him Eggman.
I think John Lennon was the Eggman.
Okay.
Sorry, that was one for the Beatles fans.
Oh, all right.
Well, he cracked.
The report references Carrey's 1994 The Mask as an example of his comedy combined with CG efforts, and you know maybe that gives him some cred to pull this role off.
Well, he's never ruined an established character, so.
Oh, hasn't he?
Yeah, never. Not once.
What established characters has he done besides Man on the Moon?
The Riddler?
First of all, he crushed that role.
Yeah, yeah. He did that one good.
He's done them all good. The Grinch
also crushed
also
that role.
Crushed it too.
Also,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Jim Carrey is great.
He's perfect. Bat in a thousand.
I just think he needs to if he's gonna play it live action and his character is not CGI'd or anything, he needs to get fat.
And don't tempt him because he will.
I know. Do it. I know he will. And I want him to.
Well, it depends on which incarnation of the Riddler we're talking about. You know, if you're talking 1960s, sorry, it took me a minute.
We're talking about him playing Dr. Robotnik in Sonic.
I know that.
Oh, but okay.
But it's 1960s. I guess 1960s was what he based it off of.
I mean, either or.
An animated series, but okay.
Let's be honest. Uma Thurman ruined that movie.
Like, she wasn't in there.
That entire movie was crap. Don't even.
That wasn't
the whole
Uma
thing.
Thurman
Everything
wasn't in there.
About that movie was terrible. Three and four.
Oh, you're right. It's Tommy Lee Jones.
Did not happen. Joel Schumacher's two films.
Yeah,
you're
thinking. You're thinking Arnold.
Yeah, you're thinking Arnold Schwarzenegger as the ice.
That was awful.
Freeze, well.
Mr. Freeze. That's right.
Yeah.
Chill out.
I was the one that really appreciated his puns and all of that.
It's the best part of the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he was the hero. It,
both were terrible. Tim Burton's were.
Think about it.
Far superior films than
the
Schumacher
hero.
Ones.
He saved Alfred.
He did save Alfred.
That was the only good thing in the movie. Michael Goh as Alfred that continuously in all four of those films was the only reason why I would watch 3 and 4. He was amazing.
Well, who knows? We'll see if he gets the role, if he lands
also,
it.
Also, he looked like my grandpa.
If he doesn't land it, then I say get Michael Chiklis in it.
I mean, let's be honest, Jack Black.
No, not as robot. He's too one-dimensional.
He can do like little... cartwheel kicks and all sorts of crazy
stuff.
Yeah,
it'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
And they don't have to do CGI on them.
Do you honestly think this movie's going to be like
Oscar winning?
Yeah.
No.
So,
I definitely don't.
Cases, Special Cases wants to know if Jaleel White's doing the voice of.
That's what I freaking told my boy Jerry. I was like, Jaleel White better reprise his role as Sonic, and there better be chili dogs. But it was too deep of a reference. Nobody watched Sonic back then.
I did. Did
you?
I'm with you.
Yeah. So there was two Sonic the Hedgehog cartoons that came out.
The chili dog one is the one I was into.
Okay, so there was the chili dog one, right? Yeah. And then there was one where Dr. Robotnik looked like really evil and menacing. Like he was serious about destroying Sonic. And they that one got canceled. And then they just pushed the Jaleel White one, like, big time.
They were both him, though, wasn't it?
Like, I don't know if he played both of them.
The one I watched, Robotnik, like, had a red, bright red nose. His head was kind of, like, conehead shaped. And he had a giant mustache. And he was, like, looked like he was wearing spandex pants.
Did they have, like, he had, like, a little...
super fat with really thin legs.
Yeah.
He had the... Robotnik. He had the little goons, too.
Yeah.
See, on the other one that I saw where Robotnik was really... serious, he had no goons. He had no, and I think it was like, I want to say he was in the future and like Sonic had arrived there and like everything was just jacked up. Like the world was really messed up and it was up to Sonic to kind of save it. Like one of his companions, Sonic's companions, had like a robot arm because I can't remember it, but I just remember Dr. Robot. Yeah, no, I know the goofy looking one. Yeah. If anybody can find that serious looking one where he was like evil as all hell, I was like, that's the one that I want to see come back. He would have just shot Sonic in the forehead and called it a day.
Damn.
So you're not faster than a bullet, are you? You rodent.
Smack chili dog.
I don't think I saw that as a kid.
I did. I remember the dark times.
Seemed to be scarred.
I did see the Super Mario Brothers TV show.
I watched that too as a kid. That one actually freaked me out. That may be it.
Yeah. It was bad. It was so bad.
There was an episode where...
M. Bison.
Probably could be playing the same person. But yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog, people, support it when it comes out.
I'm about it.
Pokemon Quest is now available on iOS if you haven't picked that one up. It's definitely time not to. Because it just looks like the reason why they took down Minecraft's mod of Pokemon.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
It is irritating. So the game is one of those free-to-play type of games where it's like, oh, you ran out of energy, so you want to pay to get some energy to play this game some more type of thing.
So you catch Pokemon, but it's like kind of like more of a Farmville type thing,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I haven't seen anything, honest, to be honest.
There's only one Pokemon game I'm playing these days.
And that is...
Pokemon Go!
Yeah, boy. Today.
I was halfway thinking you were going to say Silver.
Yeah, I thought you were going to make a good choice.
Wow. But, wow. So here's the thing, you two, both of you. It's 5,000 degrees outside.
It is extremely hot.
And you two decide to go play an outdoor game in the sweltering heat for some reason. The Pokemon weren't even out there.
Lazy ass. As in driving from Pokestop to Pokestop.
Which, again, the video game bang does not condone driving and playing Pokemon Go at the same time.
Neither does the game.
No. Not like that. Not like that.
So then what were you doing? If you weren't moving, where were you catching?
I would drive and then park in a spot that had, like, four stops and just kind of hang out there.
You're the laziest. Like,
with your car on?
Of course. It was on. It was hot.
Blast that AC.
She's going to kill you. You're going to get stranded out there.
She's going to damage the ozone with your... methane gases.
I mean, game is life.
No, it was hot. It was like,
you can't game when you're dead. Thank you.
F that noise.
Thank you.
Sir. Yeah, that
go to that great arcade in the sky
hot.
And prove you wrong.
Hot global warming. Is Kanga balls.
Yeah, but this game, I don't know. I mean, if you're looking for something a little different outside of the regular Pokemon Go, then I guess you can pick this one up for free.
They incorporated friends now, as we've talked about. There's trading.
Yeah, but that's
incorporated
stupid.
Now.
The friends and the friend codes, excuse me, are dumb. You just sat.
Because Corey and I just
Now we're friends.
Yeah, Ivy. He just rattled off 7,000 numbers to you when he could have just typed in a name.
There's rumors it's going to connect to Facebook.
It's 12
soon,
numbers,
and you'll be able to use that way.
Why would you
if
want
you
to
have
an account through Facebook?
Play, dude,
though,
send me your code
to get your friends.
I need codes.
Yeah, I guess if you guys want to switch friends in the chat room, you can put your codes in there.
It's so much fun
through the Nintendo.
We did raids today. We. And we, as in my sister, my mom, who's now hooked on playing Pokemon Go.
You had your mother out in that 1,000-degree weather?
They were in a car, though.
We were in a car. It's
That's a police call
offense
right there.
And I'm playing right now while we're podcasting as well.
Brock brought up a TV show that came on back in the day that I watched as a kid, that Captain N and Game Master. But you guys don't remember that one, do you?
That one.
That was when Nintendo, I mean, Nintendo is big, right?
Yeah.
This is when Nintendo was so big, they had TV shows on the regular. So Captain N was a little boy who I think, and I'd have to look it up, but I could have sworn in the beginning he falls into his washing machine.
Okay.
All right.
So he falls into his washing machine and finds video game characters that have come to life, basically.
What are they doing in the washing machine?
They're in Nintendo World.
What is Nintendo World in?
It's in a washing machine.
It's Narnia.
It's Narnia. Yes.
Yeah.
What's Narnia doing in a washing machine?
It was first appeared apparently in Nintendo Power magazine, which is interesting. But what was cool about it was the main character guy. He had a he had the power gun.
Give him the power glove.
He was shooting people all the time. Mm-hmm. He also had a Nintendo controller for a belt. And I remember as a kid watching it, like, what does that thing do? Like, why does he have the controller as a belt? But what you could do with it is if you pressed left, you like speed real fast to the left. Or if you pressed right, you know, you do it the opposite way. If you pressed up, you jump really high. Never figured out what you did when you pressed down. Never figured that out. Show got canceled before.
It killed all those enemies. And
but he fought alongside Mega Man, Kid Icarus, and Simon Belmont from the Castlevania series.
They need to put him in Smash Ultimate.
He literally, if you look at the character, he would fit perfectly in Smash Ultimate.
I'm kind of just nervous to Google Captain N. It's 2018.
Apparently went for 3 seasons. Yeah. His name was Kevin Keen. Yeah.
I wonder, like, if back then, you know how, like, we get kind of upset when they are doing too much with our characters and our franchises. If there were like 80s gamers who were like, oh, fucking cartoon ruining Mario.
Probably.
Getting all salty. Friggin'
probably. thanks everybody for the follows too. I'm sorry I've been missing a couple of those. Yeah, he had a whole bunch of, they had a whole bunch, like Nintendo had cameos from almost all their games in this freaking TV show. They had Legend of Zelda. They had Ice Climbers.
Please tell me that's not Mega Man.
They had Punch. That is Mega Man.
That
yes.
is not Mega Man.
That is Mega Man.
That's not.
That is not Mega Man.
Yes. Now, mind you, this is the American version of what they think Japanese games look like back then. So if you guys ever Google
because
it.
Because if that's Mega Man, then that's.
Yes. Yeah,
Mr.
man.
Mr. Belmont right
that
there?
That is Simon Belmont
that's
on the team.
Simon Belafonte. Yes. That's who that is.
We need to start like one of those movements to try and get this guy in Smash.
I think he needs to be in it.
If they put Wii Fit Trainer, we deserve Captain N.
Because he has a move set. I mean, he has a full blown move set.
Yeah.
Have you Googled it yet though?
Yes, Google it.
Yeah, I did.
Google it.
Oh no.
Yeah, he left his
I don't know that I want to Google this.
I did it in a private tab.
I implore our viewers at home and listeners at home
definitely need
to at least this. Watch the first 60 episodes of this.
God.
No.
Is that supposed to be Donkey Kong? That's terrible.
Yes, Donkey Kong, I think, was a villain in that.
Why is he? He's literally wearing like a Ventures.
I've seen that.
Or an Explorer's
I've seen
outfit.
That.
It's horrible.
Yes. Captain N, thank you for that walk on memory lane there, Brock.
He's wearing Nigel Thornberry's clothes.
J-Rom said, I thought Captain N was like a senior in high school. I think he was.
He was. He's like wearing the Letterman jacket.
I think he was a senior in high school. So literally by season 3, he was a grown adult that was just running around a bunch of video games.
Come on, Mega Man.
Tripping balls. That's probably what he was.
That's probably what it was. He didn't fall down in the washing machine. His cocaine exploded in his nostrils. And, he just whisked away.
I think I'm going to take a hard pass on that.
Telling you guys are missing
I'm,
good
I'm
stuff.
Good.
You're
good.
Missing good,
good
stuff.
His parents are all concerned. Why does Nick just keep going to the washing machine?
Room.
He's sticking his head in the washing
I
machine.
I told you, Mom, don't bother me when I'm washing my clothes.
See,
Why'd you got Tide all over your nose, Billy?
The original Tide Pod Challenge.
Special Cases says, what's the N stand for? It stands for Nintendo, clearly. Stands for Nintendo.
Oh, man.
Other things in the news moving right along. Let's get on to some Spider-Man news. Our very own Jared Leto, everybody, has got the lead role for a Spider-Man spinoff called Morbius. You remember that on the Fox 40 kids? Remember Morbius?
Yeah, I actually liked his storyline, but I don't want to see him without, like, Blade.
What do you mean? You want to see him without Blade?
I want to see Blade.
You want to see him and Blade team up again and fight vampires?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, Thanos wiped out half the universe, so...
I give it to
so we're stuck
Leto.
With Jared Leto.
So
you're
stuck
Leto.
With just Jared Leto and Morbius.
I'm a vampire.
He is getting a lot of roles as of lately, Mr. Leto, because, of course, he got that role as the Joker on the next Suicide Squad movie and his own single Joker movie that's going to be coming out.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
So why is Marvel...
You guys saw Blade Runner, right?
The old one or the new one?
The overrated original
both.
One?
Both,
I saw...
You saw him in the new one, right?
Yeah,
right?
I fell asleep to the original one, and then I...
So did I.
Fell asleep to the new one. Go.
Oh, that's terrible. They were both great.
They were good sleeps. Both great sleeps, yeah.
Well, really, really amazing. Really, really good in the new one.
So I don't take anything away from... I don't take anything away from Leto, Ivy. I think he's a...
He also has a fantastic singing voice. I
50 seconds
to Mars.
50 seconds to Pluto is all right.
Just a little bit.
But I don't think... We're talking about his acting here. He's playing...
He was great, too.
Corey came up and said, Jim Carrey has never done disservice to established characters. Can we say the same thing for Jared Leto?
No.
I didn't care for Joker.
Yeah, Joker sucked.
No,
what
Joker
else did he
terrible.
Do, though?
He also played...
He's in a lot of, like...
An actor in Hollywood.
He's in a lot of, like... I don't want to say indie movies, because I think they're a little bit higher than indie movies, but they're not, like, mainstream...
Was Leto in Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah.
Was he in Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah, he was the guy that addicted to drugs. Well, I guess
they were all addicted to drugs.
No, because his mom was addicted to television.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a...
But he was the one that lost his arm at the end.
His mother was addicted to television?
Yeah, yeah. She was like...
She watched
it
about 20 hours a week
of
television.
And it was so much that at the end of the movie, she's getting electroshock therapy...
Yeah,
like, because
movie was pretty messed up. That movie was dark.
Like, it fucked her head up.
She just watches too much. She's not healthy.
It was just like, that's bad.
All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night, can't even watch the game or the Sugar Ray fight. That was for the fans of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
I'm not sure if he's going to kill the role, if he's going to just kill the role, but I don't know. We have to find out. Yeah. I'm just kind of tired of these two universes that Sony and Marvel are doing here with the Spider-Man. You got Venom on his own out there, and you got Morbius on his
own. And casting the same actor, it's going to make people confused.
Yeah, so let's bring it all together, everybody, like the Power Rangers.
Yep.
No, I don't think that many people besides like main
casting the same actor for what role?
Comic book fans. I hope. Morbius.
Yeah, because I guess the only other time we've seen it recently is Deadpool guy.
Who,
Ryan Reynolds. He was also Green Lantern, but you don't see too many people, like, confused about it.
And that's DC and Marvel.
Yeah.
No, because then he eats, like, he jokes about it in the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're like, oh, you're laughing about it too.
Yeah, I guess you can do anything with Deadpool.
Well, Deadpool breaks the fourth wall, so.
Yeah. He's dimension hopping Deadpool.
Yeah.
Chris
yeah.
Evans. Didn't
yeah, Human it, Torch and
Captain. Yeah, yeah. Still works. Also a great one, yeah.
Yeah. He was in multiple movies, yeah.
Good stuff.
There you go.
This is true.
Back to the video game news. Sony is looking for a solution, quote unquote, for PS4 crossplay woes, everybody.
Oh my God. Just flip the goddamn Switch.
Just flip the Switch, man.
As you guys know, Xbox, Xbox, Nintendo, and PC all have been doing cross platform for quite some time now with games like Fortnite, Sea of Thieves, you got Minecraft. And what's the car game I'm forgetting?
Rocket League.
Rocket League. There you go. Boom.
Yeah, Rocket League. And also that game, the zombie game.
Zombie game.
Yeah, the one that just came out that we were playing for a little while. Never mind.
State of Decay?
State of Decay.
Oh, yeah, State of Decay is cross platform. That's right. But but it doesn't seem like this is Sony's deal, because no matter what comes out, they seem to just be like, look good. We don't want to do any of that.
Nah.
But they came out and had a statement saying, we're hearing it. We're looking into a lot of possibilities. You can imagine the circumstances around that affect a lot more than just one game. They're confident that a solution will be understood and accepted by our gaming community, while at the same time supporting our business. So
I just see when he read that, I just pictured a guy like staring at an instruction, like piece of paper that says flick switch when ready. And then it's just like one that says lights and then another one says like cross platform.
Yeah.
And he's just like confused. Like, what do I do?
So when do we play? All these cross platform games. When are we gaming?
We literally just offered you one this morning, right?
Yeah, but then
not this morning, but
and you expect us to buy you whatever game we're going to play together.
I didn't say expect.
So the question is, when are you buying games that we...
Can we... Do we have instant replay on this show?
So does that mean you're buying me a game?
So I got to pull out the tape recorder.
Oh, man.
That's literally what you said.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand Sony. The simplest answer is the correct one. Just give them crossplay. Give people crossplay. You're missing out on so much.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes no sense. I still want to see some crossplay between some of the other titles, though, like Overwatch.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
FIFA. Get some regular really sports cool. stuff. Just easy sports things. You know, that's.
Yeah, because there's no. Meh. There's no real, like, big differences, right? Like,
there's not.
Controller scheme or anything?
Between, for basketball, football, and soccer? Yeah, there's nothing.
Right, I mean,
the only difference is that one controller is a hell of a lot more, you know, comfortable than the other.
They're the same.
But that's player preference.
The same.
I think it's cool when you let them mix up, too, because, like, then let people sort for themselves, you know, where they stand in the scheme of the internet. You know, like on Overwatch, there's a whole competition of like, well, this peripheral is better than that peripheral. Like, find out, is PlayStation controllers really better than Xbox? Are Xbox players better? Like, we've been talking about that forever.
Yeah, for quite a long time. Quite a long time. So, I mean, I feel, I don't know, because what system? I think it was a 360. I can't remember what system I had where I had to use a Xbox style controller. It's nothing that I owned. It was at a friend's house. I had to use an Xbox-style controller just to play the games because I'm like, it just feels better.
Feels right.
Yeah. I literally went out today and picked up a wired Xbox One controller just so I could play games on my PC with it.
A wired Xbox One?
Are you going back to PC gaming a little bit?
No. During the Steam sale that came up, I re-downloaded Steam to see what I had, and apparently I had Resident Evil Revelations and didn't even know it. So,
oh, crap.
So I started playing that because it's a little short game, apparently. So I'm like, oh, I might as well play something I've never played before.
It's funny, like, going back and playing games that you probably should have played a long-ass time ago. Like, I've been playing Shadows of Mordor, that game. It's amazing. I'm mad at myself for going this long without playing it because it's so fun.
No, it is. It's good.
That's kind of like Fallout 4, Skyrim.
No, those are games you just should have just played at the time that they came out. That
was I just started playing those several months ago.
Oh, man.
Revelations is interesting. It's a very basic bare bones. I feel like it was a Xbox Live game type of thing.
No, it was a PS Vita?
Was it? Oh, so it was a handheld. It feels
it was
like
a handheld.
It feels like, yeah.
Or no, I think it was a DS.
But it's PC only?
I'm confused.
That was always equivalent to, but why male models? No, he said I got it on PC, but then he was like, right. I think it was a PSP or PS or a DS game first.
So, okay. So it was on another platform. Or whatever.
It's a port for sure because it feels like a port.
They ported it over.
But I know how dated it is because all the incidences that happened was like in 2005, Raccoon City was taken out.
And
then this other thing was taken out in 2005 at the same time. And it's like, oh, that's what I'm playing in 2005. Okay. All right. And then it's like, no, skip the scene. You're playing in 2012. I'm like, oh, that's a time jump. Oh, whoa. I hope they know what's coming presidential wise in the future.
Oh, no way. They had no clue.
Yeah, Nintendo 3DS.
That was a 3DS game.
Yeah, and then it looks like in 2013 it came out on the PlayStation 3, Wii U, and 360.
But why man models?
2017, it was PlayStation 4, Xbox, and Nintendo Switch also.
In chat, they're saying bring back NBA Streets for cross-platform, NBA Jam for cross-platform. Yeah, those can work. We can get some boom shakalakas going on in there. NBA haven't seen that in a while.
That game was fun.
Haven't seen that one in a while. And then the last story before some bang bites, a game called Boundless has been picked up by Square Enix Collective. It was an independent MMO type of game that apparently was in like alpha years and years ago, and now is, I guess, in some type of playable form now. It used to be called Oort Online. I'm probably mispronouncing that.
Spelling, please. Can you use it in
O-O-R-T.
Country of origin?
I'm going to say Kazakhstan.
Can you use it in a sentence?
The man Oorts. With
that's
his
gross.
Oh my God.
That's stop.
By himself each night.
That's
before
terrible.
Bed.
Nope.
That's how it is. You guys don't Oort? And you don't Oort online?
Corey, go punch Aaron and say welcome to Earth.
Clearly
he's an alien.
Unlike,
so do you want this Oort that?
There you go.
That's a better.
That's like a Swedish version of it.
Way better. Thank you, Ivy.
Unlike Minecraft, it's a Earth-like. It has Earth-like environments where you can jump from different planet to planet with little portals and stuff like that. So I guess that's its big claim to fame. But it's all kind of blocky and using that voxel technology and everything like that. I'm thinking this is Sony's answer to, hey, Microsoft, we've got, or we own Mojang, right?
Yeah.
We have Minecraft. Now we have our own indie
world building.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Okay. But it's still not going to be cross-platform, so nobody cares.
Until
so.
They flip that switch. Hashtag flip the switch.
But you can get it on Steam right now for $35 if you want to do that early access type of stuff. Booyah.
Yep.
Got a couple of bang bites.
Yeah.
Snapchat is reportedly getting games this fall.
Snapchat's still a thing?
That's still a thing, yes.
What?
That's a thing.
That's strange to me.
Ivy, what purpose does Snapchat have for you? How many is there like an engaged audience? Like why don't you just put it on Instagram stories?
Oh, for Snapchat though, I honestly don't snap per se to everybody. It's one of the tiers for my Patreon, for my fan club.
But then what do you do on it?
You get snaps.
Yeah, but can't you just share those photos?
I just use all the filters.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The filters. That's legit.
Yeah, but
I just use the fun filters. Like
is
right
an Instagram
now.
Getting
I'm
the same
doing
thing?
A snap right now.
What filter are you using? Please tell me it's the one with the flowers on your head.
No, that's the whole filter.
Are you doing the one with the cat
ears?
I thought
the whole filter was the dog with the tongue thing. I thought that was
what is it?
First of all, there is no such thing as a hoe filter, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
because
Aaron uses it. That's why. And Aaron's a hoe. We know this.
That's terrible. And second of all...
I'm using a kitty cat one.
I
that
figured
one.
That's exactly
that's,
what she was using.
That may, I'm not a Snapchat person, so I don't know what filters they have.
Yeah, I deleted that a long time ago.
I'm not a spy or a stripper. So
there we go.
Yeah, the kid.
It's so cute.
I don't know. Do you see cute. Instagram is doing like a YouTube thing too now?
Yeah, so it's called IGTV.
Which is a cool name.
Yeah.
IGTV.
Yeah.
For
it sounds a lot like HGTV. Like the Home and Gardening Network?
Except for it's an eye.
Yeah.
And I think it could be as short as 10 seconds of a video and max of 10 or 15 minutes. So it's for longer form videos on Instagram.
Yeah, watch somebody cook some ribs.
Really?
Whole 5 minutes.
You really did?
Nice. Yeah.
Why?
They cooked ribs in 5 minutes?
No, it's it's a time lapse.
I was going to say.
But I was on the bathroom, on the toilet.
Oh, so you just got caught in one of those how to make this amazing dish thing in like 5 minutes?
So you're thinking of what to fill your stomach with as you evacuate.
Correct.
That's lovely.
Correct.
Yeah.
You don't do that every day? I mean,
like I've now made room. Let me
You should always be thinking, what's next?
Oh my God.
It's the thought process.
Wow.
Right there. Fortnite Battle Royale adds sandbox mode plus dual pistols. So that's already up and going live now, whatever. You can go and, duel it out with four people in a full open world environment that has you respawning once you get killed, so you can kind of practice.
They're having issues with it. I don't think it's live yet.
Oh, it's not live yet? Yeah, pistols, at least.
Yeah, the stream that we were just hosting.
Yeah, dual pistols, but I think they delayed the sandbox mode.
Ah.
People are really excited about that, though, especially top-tier, higher-level players, because there's no way to practice or just kind of like explore the territory or, you know, work, run strategies without being in a completely random test environment with, you know, 95 other people just
Is that how you're going to be anyway? That's practice right there.
I know, but, you know, just like every practice for a soccer team isn't just scrimmage. You know, you got to run drills.
And that's why they lose. That's exactly why Portugal loses. It's exactly why Argentina loses. Because they don't run scrimmages and they rely on one man, Ronaldo and Messi.
But, you know, you got to do your drills. Like, you got to run in the chain thing and kick, you know, I don't know.
Exactly.
That's what this is going to do.
Exactly. Yeah. This is what it's going to do. Okay. I can see if they gave you a bot mode.
No, that's waste. Like, what if you just don't want bots? You just want to, you know.
So then just give it to one person.
Practice your building. You know, and maybe that's it. You could practice just your building without people shooting you.
Yeah, I guess
Or what if I just want to create forts?
Yeah.
They have the single player one for that.
No, it's not out yet.
How is that not out still?
I don't know. I'm not a developer.
Good Lord. Quaquan. Quaquan.
Quaquan.
That's a...
he's Jamaican.
That's a Jamaican rapper. QuakeCon registration opens last Friday. It's already open, so if you haven't got your tickets, too bad.
Where is this?
I don't know. Texas?
Just feels right.
Just feels like that's where QuakeCon would be. Actually, I want to say I may be right, actually. It's Dallas. Boom.
Wow.
Yes. Starts August 9th through August 12th, everybody. You can go there with a whole bunch of other sweaty PC people and play games.
You know, when you're going to QuakeCon, you're going to get the PC-est of PC players.
I saw it's a gigantic, like, LAN party, what it looks like. But I saw somebody do a video where they were going around and seeing who had the most porn stored on their computers.
Oh, my gosh.
But
was it like a DreamHack or something?
But here's the I don't know who it was. It was a long time ago. But here's the thing. People were not ashamed whatsoever to be like, hey, check this out. I got 3 gigs right here. Like, no lie.
Holy crap.
And I was like,
are they just trading recipes?
That's the PC. Putting it on thumb drives and be like, I got the new whoever, you know.
Oh, nice cop out there. Nice way to hide your pornography. You're telling me you couldn't come up with one name one porn star?
I was going to say Jenna Jameson, but then I was like, does she even do anything anymore?
First of all, it's classic.
Right. Okay, well, there you go.
Jeez, Aaron. Wait,
he's got that vintage.
Sorry, guys, that I don't have a porn star name on deck
We've interviewed one.
Yeah, but I didn't want to throw her out there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw her out there.
She was only one for a couple
months.
Nice
save, Aaron.
Yeah.
Hi, Mama Carter. Your little boy doesn't watch anything but bad.
I watch nothing but puppy dogs and butterflies
AMSR.
On the internet.
ASMR,
that's right. And then Sounds of the Ocean.
Oh, it's sad.
That's all I do. Cody joins Street Fighter V and brings his mayoral pipe, which is gross. I like the little background stories that they do with some of the Street Fighter characters. Like, Cody went from just being a street brawler to going to jail to now the mayor of
what a journey.
A full city, yeah.
Is this all canon?
Yeah, it's canon. It's 100% canon.
Where do you get these stories?
You could tell by the character. Well, the character Cody was in a game before he was in Street Fighter. He was in a game called...
was it the school one?
Virtual Fighter? No. It was like Fatal Fury? No.
I'll look it up. Go ahead.
So he was in a game with Guy, Haggard... where it was a beat-em-up game, kind of like Streets of Rage.
Okay.
And then they took him and they put him into a Street Fighter game with Guy and not Haggard, which is weird. And you can get all their stories from that. I'm just guessing that he went to jail for some reason because in Street Fighter 4, he was in prison clothes.
He was in prison
and he had handcuffs on the whole time. But now, yeah, he's a mayor of, like Haggard was, because Haggard was a mayor in the video game that he was in previously.
The game was called Final Fight.
Final Fight. Knew it. It was something with an F.
Shaolin popped it up right when he said that.
Yeah, so I mean, I kind of like those like those backstories and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. But is anybody playing Street Fighter still?
I haven't for a while now.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Another cool thing for video games: GTA Online is tapping into DJs to have player run nightclubs.
Ooh.
Yeah, have a nightclub in GTA, go there, get your dance on, and listen to real DJs spin those tunes.
It's so insane.
Pretty cool, but don't tell my sister this.
because she'll run everybody over and kill everybody in the club.
I thought she only stays at strip clubs.
Exactly.
Yeah, as long as
As long as it's not a strip club, then
it'll probably be strip clubs too. But do you really want that job of coming to the stage is Misty and you're announcing a virtual stripper to come on the stage? Like, how do you tell people that? Like, oh, I'm a DJ at a virtual strip club.
That's not your job. You're not going to be telling people that.
If Rockstar's paying you enough, it's your job.
I don't think.
Yeah.
They said they're paying?
I don't know. It's a persistent world online.
No, it's not.
It's a persistent world online, Steven. You never know. It's crazy. Destructible environments.
Okay, Aaron.
A thousand people on one map.
Yeah, he does.
Captain N running around, Ivy, shooting people.
Ivy, if you had to run a strip club, what would you do? What would your theme be?
Cats.
No. Maybe cat ears. That'd be kind of cute.
They'd be called the fur ball.
That's
hairy ladies.
No,
everywhere.
That's I don't know. If we're going to entertain that idea, it would probably be around the realms of something either like belly dancer-ish, like Moroccan kind of looking, or I don't know, classy looking.
How would you keep your bitches in line?
Wow.
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 Oh, it usually would be a classy place?
Really? Really? Do you have that cute?
I do have a 10-foot leather bullwhip, though.
I was going to say, where are you going with that?
That was from a costume. I bought one for my Black Queen costume.
Well, what? All right. You're Black Queen?
Black Queen. You know, Hellfire Beyonce? Gang. X-Men.
Oh, X-Men Beyonce we're going Cosplay? With. Okay.
Wow.
I know where you were going with that one.
She's Queen Bee.
Let's move right along to some more hip-hop news. That.
Can you put a buffet in your strip club?
That's disgusting. I don't want any food near any.
Like a sushi buffet?
It already smells like fish in there. Thank you for the subscription, Sir Kitsune.
You guys need to move along.
Sir Kitsune, giving a... He's
I
been
couldn't even take my glasses off. I was struggling.
Sir Kitsune.
I mean, it could be Pokemon-themed. We were talking about...
That's...
You have your strippers dress up like Pokemon, and that's
the
terrible.
Blueberry and on stage.
All right, we're moving along.
Hey, where's the Overwatch love in the news stories?
I mean, you can talk about it right here. We could have segued into the final one to Overwatch, but I mean,
no. This deserves to be talked about. If for those people who cut out after the first act.
So there's a new character that's been announced in Overwatch. It's a hamster named Hammond. And he's in a metallic ball with guns on the side.
Yep. His name is Wrecking Ball.
Is that what they call him, Wrecking Ball, or is that his actual official name?
Hammond's like his real name, but like when you pick him and his name, for all intents and purposes, is like Wrecking Ball.
Okay. What is he?
He came in like a Wrecking Ball.
ADC?
Tank.
BDSM?
Yeah. He's a tank.
Okay.
His backstory takes place on the lunar colony with Winston.
So he is the one that everybody has been talking about for a long time. The thought was a monkey.
A smaller ape, yeah.
Yeah, but is not. Is nope. Actually... Okay.
They had a Hammond was actually a hamster that they gave the same treatment to. He can't talk, so he communicates through the mech, so it's like a mech voice.
Oh, interesting.
And he's a giant wrecking ball. Like, he actually turns into a ball form and rolls around. He's one of his moves is like from Smite. What's the roly-poly?
Geb,
yeah. He has like a Geb move where he rolls, gets momentum, and runs into you.
Oh, so they've stolen moves. Okay.
He can, but he's got a grappling hook, so he can swing around objects like Spider-Man.
Interesting.
It's crazy. He builds momentum that way. His guns are super strong. He has force fields for people. He's one of the most mobile characters. Definitely like the most mobile tank ever in this game.
Is he already out?
Oh, yeah. He's on the PTR.
Oh, PTR.
So you have to be a PC player. You have to have the PTR server. But he came out of nowhere. They teased him for like 3 days, and on the third day, they just dropped the character and all the information on PTR.
Hey, man. QuakeCon, man.
He's Overwatch Jesus.
They didn't tease it like Sombra or even Brigitte. We knew she was coming for a while. They teased her for weeks. This one, they just dropped a new character. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
It's exciting.
When did it happen? On Thursday, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right on Thursday.
Yeah, I remember being at work and seeing that.
Big news. Blizzard doing stuff right.
And then the last ones, we had a couple on there. Crowdfunded Toe Jam and Earl Game sequels finally coming out this fall. Niantic will now let other developers use their Pokemon AR platform to do their own games. And the Olympic people are seriously considering esports to join the fray.
Thank God.
Really?
That's definitely not a thank God thing.
Okay.
It's about time.
South Korea would win. everything.
Exactly. That's the only thing that they're pulling
away. Did they
away
say what them. Game?
No. They're not even sure that they're going to let them in. They're just considering it.
Interesting.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Don't forget we have that competition going on. If you go to any of our social medias, mainly the Twitter right now, you can see it pinned at the top of the page where you can go and follow all the specific links and get you into winter or to win a Nintendo Switch and the Legend of Zelda
Special Edition.
Special Edition, yeah. Everybody. That's right.
We went deep go into our pockets for this one.
Yeah, you gotta go check it out, everybody. It's gonna end when? The end of this month?
Mid-July.
Mid-July.
Yeah.
All right, so you can have people barbecuing with the family and then tuning in to see who wins.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing. Good yeah. thing, everybody.
Win all some right. shit.
Yeah, that's what you'll do. All right.
I personally touched the... Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, so you're gonna have to clean
special
it.
Special edition. That yeah. came from when you get that it. Came from my home. I have fully fondled it.
Does that give it value?
I think it
yes.
may devalue it. Anyway, for Ivy Doom Kitty, Corey Vincent, and the internationally known Stephen Gutierrez, yeah. I am Sir Aaron Carter saying spay your dogs and cats.